to say over a chiddush halacha I saw today in Aruch HaShulchan, very interesting chiddush. That's what we learned on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, that Oirech Mevorech, Kedei Sheyevorech Balabayis, and the Oirech says, the Yirotzayin Shlo Yevish Balabayis Poylam Hazeb, Likolom Alabo, the whole broche that the Oirech makes. So the Aruch HaShulchan is metadet to say, this was Dafke Bizman Chazal, because Bizman Chazal, only one person said the Broche, and everyone else was Yaitzal Shemei Keine, or they answered, that Shemei Keine, that was the Zimun. But the Zimun was that one said the whole Birchas HaMozim. So Memele, so they were Mechabit the Oirech to bench, because, so then he'll be able to say the Yirotzin, and the Yirotzin is a chelik of Birchas HaMozim, so the one who said Birchas HaMozim said the Yirotzin. The Balabayis would be the Mavorich, so he wouldn't have a Yirotzin. Therefore, Oirech Mavor. So he says, but Bizman HaZed, that everyone benches, we're not Yoytze, so he holds the Tadovah Poshut, that every Oirech is Mechuyiv to say the Yirotzin. That's one Kiddush, he says. He says it could be, so Bizman HaZeh, the whole halacha of Oirech Mevorot falls off. Because the whole Oirech Mevorot is that he should say the Yirotzin. Bizman HaZeh, if everyone says the Yirotzin, so let the Balabais be the Mevorot. The Balabais will be the Mevorot, and the Oirech will give the bracha side by side the Yirotzin. Now we adapt Memvor Medbeis. The Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, we had over here a shaila, if the brocha of Atoiva HaMeitiv is a brocha the Raita or a brocha the Rabbonim. Rav Sheshes wanted to say that one man Yehoma holds it to the Raita, and the Gemara is now bringing Raita that is very difficult to say that Atoiva HaMeitiv is a the Raita. The Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Teida the Atoiva HaMeitiv Lav Diraise. Atoiva HaMeitiv is not a brocha Diraise. Sherei Oikrin Oiso Bebeisa Evil. Bebeisa Evil, we'll see Rabbi Kiva holds that you don't say Atoiva HaMeitiv. Kidisanye, Mahim Oimrim Bebeisa Evil. So there's a machlokes tanoim. The Tanakama holds by the brocha Diyas, you say Baruch Atoiva HaMeitiv. You say the same nusach that you say all the time. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, they say different nusach. Baruch Dayin Ha'emes, we'll see later the nusach. So now the Gemara asks on the Tanakama, Hatoiva Meitiv in Dayin Emes Loi. You don't say Dayin Emes, Ela Eimo Af Hatoiva Ha'meitiv. So the Tanakama holds, you say, together with the Dayin Ha'emes, you say Hatoiva Ha'meitiv. And Rabbi Kiva says, you only say Dayan HaEmes. Let us see, the Gemara later will become a little bit more bakant with the Nusach. Marzutra ikla lebei Ravashi, Isra bei Milse, there was an umglik by Ravashi, he had lost a son, Posach uborich, so he said this broche. Hatoi vahameitiv, keil emes, Dayan emes, shefet b'tzedek, Lekeach b'mishpot, v'shalet boi lomei, lasis boi kirtoinoi, kichol d'rochov mishpot, shahakel shaloi, v'anachnu amoi, v'avodov, v'akel anachnu chayovim lohoides loi, so levorchoi. Then goido pirtzeis b'Yisrael, hu yigder es apirtazois b'Yisrael lochai. So this is the broche, nagabuche, this broche is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Zayin Erechayim and Zayin Yeredei, that this broche should, by Rahman and Islam, the Beisa Ovil, this broche should be said. This is a nusach that should be said, the Beisa Evil by Birchas HaMozein, Natali and Zimun, the things everyone says in this broche. So Al Koponim, this is according to the Tanakam. The Raya of the Gemara, that Teva Meitiv is Lav the Raya, is portion from Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds, you are Ika HaTeva HaMeitiv. So be a deraisa, you wouldn't be oiker atoiva hameitiv. To say that that kufa is the machloikis Rabbi Kiva and the Tanakame, that Rabbi Kiva is atoiva hameitiv, is not a deraisa, and the Tanakame that is a deraisa, that's not mestava. So mestama, we have a raya already that atoiva hameitiv is not a deraisa. Let us see Rashi. Sherei oikrim oisei bebeisa evil, alibe de Rabbi Kiva. Before we see Taisves, there's a Meiradike Rabbeinu Yoneh here. Let us see the Rabbeinu Yoneh. It is Andaf Lamed Daled Amed Beis. Mahu Aimer Bebeis HaEvil HaToiva HaMeitet. Is the Pashtus of the Gemara is that according to Rabbi Kiva they were Oiker HaToiva HaMeitet. San Ovo shouldn't say HaToiva HaMeitet. It's a bracha that's speaking about Telemes, Dayanemes. So Mamela they were Oiker HaToiva HaMeitet. And that the Tanakama says, no. It's in Bicha Samozan, if it's the Teva Meitiv, you say the Teva Meitiv. Why you have to say, Dayanem is Shevet Betzedek, you're not Oikah the Teva Meitiv. Rabbeinu Yoneh says as follows. Perish Tanakama Sova, Shetzorich, Losei Shevach Leboirei, Alatzore Habo Olo. The Tanakama holds, you have to give a Shvach on the Tzore. Let us see the, go on the side. V'sheyaskir ha-toiva ha-meitiv, and he should be maskir ha-toiva ha-meitiv, achar kach, milvav ma she-oimer b'chol yoyim. Besides the toiva ha-meitiv that is in the normal birchas ha-mozin, after you finish that toiva ha-meitiv, you start a new toiva ha-meitiv. Ha-toiva ha-meitiv dayinem. She-im neforish ha-toiva ha-meitiv she-oimer b'chol yoyim, Sha'aimer hu da'aimer tanikame. If we'll say that the tanikame holds that you only say the normal toiva meitiv, im keim achidish bol hashmiinu, what's the chidish? Back to the Rabbeinu Yoneh. Shezeh poshetu shetzorich lo'imre. Why shouldn't one say a toiva meitiv? This is a broche of birchas hamozen. So for what legitimate reason shouldn't he say a toiva meitiv? Later the Gemara will say, if to say, Eitiv, or Meitiv, or Yeitiv, or Shloisha Gemulis, or Gemulonu, Gemleinu, Yigmeleinu, Vuhu Atoiva HaMeitiv, Hu Yeitiv, Imanu, Gemulonu, Gemleinu, Yigmeleinu. So why shouldn't, so that's part of Bichas HaMozin. So what is the Chiddush of the Tanikama, they say Atoiva HaMeitiv? Why not? Rabbi Kiva, hayich yochel loyma, shalo yoyma roise klau. How can Rabbi Kiva say you don't say it? So it can't be like that. Elevadai bolash mi'enu tanikame. Shatilu beloize shoyma bechol yoyim. Besides the normal toiva meitiv. Everyone knows you say the normal toiva meitiv. Shetzorich yoyma pam acheres ha toiva meitiv v'dayin hemes. There's a new chiyuv shetzorich lo se shvach leboiri al atzor aboilo. You have to say atzor ha-meitiv on the tzor. That's what the Tanakam holds. Rabbi Kiva svirele, the kivin sha'omar ha-toiv pamacha, ein etzorich lachzer lo imroi pam shenit. He said everybody atzor ha-meitiv. V'day b'sheyoyim ardayin hem. So first of all, it's a moirdikim mechudishnik Rabbeinu Yoneh, that there's a chiyuv to say ha-toiv ha-meitiv, that he should give a shevach leboirei al atzor ha-bo'olo. He should make a broch ha-toiv ha-meitiv. L'chayra had a shtikel ha-ore, l'chayra the Gemara in Pesachim says fakel. We'll come back later to our Gemara. The Gemara in Pesachim says, the Gemara in Pesachim daf nuna medalot, says as follows. Omer rabache ba-chanine loika oilom ha-ze oilom ha-bo. Ha'olam hazeh al psureis toivis oimer boruch ha-toiv ha-meitiv. Val psureis rois dayin ha-emes. Ba'olam ha-bo kuloi ha-toiv ha-meitiv. That's a gemara in psoche. Agavuchet kedai to tell over a moiradik etzlach pshat miyene gemara. The tzlach brings down a kashe, the gemara differentiates between olam hazeh and olam ha-bo. Noilam hazeh al psuris toivis oimer boruch ha-toiv ha-meitiv al psuris rois dayin emes. Noilam ha-bo, you always say ha-toiv ha-meitiv. So, l'chayre, the pashas ha-gemore vaistois, that in oilam ha-bo, the nusach is different than in oilam hazeh. And here we have two nuschois, two madbeis, noilam ha-bo, you only say ha-toiv ha-meitiv. So the tzlach is, it's not that noilam ha-bo, the nusach is different, it's the same nusach. But noilam ha-bo, everything is good. So, that, there's no difference, they're all the same. but there's no psura isroi. That's the tzlach kasha. So the tzlach brings down the moira de keteretz pshat in the gemore. He says, no, pshat in the gemore is as follows. Ba'olam hazeh al psura isroi isoim adayin hemes. On a psura ro, one makes a brocha adayin hemes. Ba'olam habo, on that psura ro, which was ba'olam hazeh, we make now a new brocha. We make now a brocha of a toiv ha-meitev. Why? Because in Olam Habo we'll see that this was toiv ha-meitev. So we'll make that a new nusach taket. And the psura ro, we make a toiv ha-meitev. Now once heard a maise, Shmuel Katabenfeld, the Chayin Lubacher, once told me a maise from a Adam Godel, that was ungenumen al tapoil Yeshuas, and he told his Talmidim that la'achem isosai, be mishtadol, to do what he did b'chayev and to help them. They should come to the kever and they'll help them. Lachem isosai, if this is Zayt, they listened to Zayta, they went to the kever, they were mispalo, but it wasn't the same. They didn't see the Yeshua's forthcoming. So there's one Talmud that felt very back, the Rebbe Gesoft. So the kids, the Rebbe came to Menacholim and he told them as follows. He told them, I can't help you anymore. He says, on this world, someone came to me, Mamish given Sebrochen, you know, Derzor and Derzor, but Mispalo given. At Yenevelt, he says, I see this not Zorah. I can't be Mispalo. I have a different picture, a different perspective on the whole thing. I'll call upon him. So, Abba Kaponim, the Gemara says, on this world, I'm Suri Sroi, you don't say a Toiva Amated. That's like Oilam as Oilam Abba. I mean, Lucheir the Rabbein Yenem made the Tanakam as Rabbein Oilam Abba. You say the Nusach. I mean, Amir the Kechidish Bechlau. That is a Chiv to say Toiva Amated. Shetzorich los a Shevach Leboire ala Tzor Abba Ola. Amir the Kechidish. Okay, that's one Ha'ore. But Lucheir, there's a terrible problem over here. According to the Rabbein Yenem, there's a new pilpul between the Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva, and is there a chiv to say dayin emes on a toiv ha-meitev? Are you a chiv to say toiv ha-meitev on the dayin emes? The toiv ha-meitev of Bichas Amosin, everyone says. No, and is there a shayla, do you say, on dayin emes, do you say a toiv ha-meitev? So the Gemara is Philip Loim. The Gemara wants to bring a raya that a toiv ha-meitev is at the Rabbonon, because Rabbi Kiva was oikered. So the right of the Rabbonon, Rabbi Kiva wasn't oikered. The toiv ha-meitev of Bichas Amosin, everyone holds, you say. The whole shayla is that there's a new toiv ha-meitev and dayin emes. So what did the Rabbeinu Yonah do with our Gemara? The Gemara is very shver. So I found the Maloy HaRoyim asks this kasha and the Rabbeinu Yonah blives by a Tzorchiyun. But then there's a very interesting teretz from Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius. This is Taf Nun Gimel Amed Beis. He asks this kasha and he wants to say a teretz. This is on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, and the from Rav Chaim is on the Magolus. He brings down the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Beis Perish on the Kama of the Kibbutz Hill, the Kibbutz Shem Aratoi, for who Tamua the Bishas Omar Teida, Shrei Oitchen Oisei the Beis Aevil, Ukvar Toma Bazem Adana Yonte. Ach Lefiani is Daiti Adin Im Tamid the Rabbeinu Yonah. He says Lachayre the Rabbeinu Yonah is right. The Gam Le Rabbe Kive. You can't say, according to Rabbi Kiva, he didn't say a toiv ha-meitev. Ube'emesh al-kochach loimer kein. De'im kein nitluku be'birchas ha-mozin ba'alme. That means like this. What is this for? Rabbi Kiva was only oikeret v'beis ha-evo. So if we're speaking about the normal a toiv ha-meitev, so the Rabbi Yehine Rekasha, for what legitimate reason should the oval not say the normal a toiv ha-meitev? That, there's no reason. No wonder the keyboard is bechlal, you don't say a toiv ha-meitev. So why is there a machlokes by a noble? Ach kavones ha-shas, as follows. The im neima ha toiv ha-meitev, the birches ha-mozin di reise. If a toiv ha-meitev will be a di reise, and this is part of the nusach, that means birches ha-mozin is mechayev, to be mishabeyach, to be mishum a toiv ha-meitev.
Now,
that when we say the bracha bebeit ovel, lahaskir Hashem shehu toiv umeitiv hu dayin emes. That means like this. That means if this is part, this is an intricate part of birchas hamazon, toiv umeitiv is diraita. So now, when we are saying a bracha on the union of the avelis, which somehow fits into birchas hamazon, it fits into this is a chelik of birchas hamazon. Let's say this bracha is the rabbanon, but al kolponim this is a chelik of birchas hamazon. And then if birchas hamazon is mechayev hatoiva hametis, so therefore when one is maskir the dayin emes, he should also be maskir hatoiva hametis, because this is a part of birchas hamazon. And if you're sticking in dayin emes and birchas hamazon, so we should mention the toiv hametiv together with the dayin emes. Ach im hu lav d'yereis, but if the toiv hametiv is not a d'yereis, so basically it has nothing to do with birchas hamazon. Rak shek tiknu al hirugi beita shaper akru bebeis ovo ve'im ratzulayim shebe birchas hamazon de alma oimrim. Aber birchas hamazon do aber lein neimer. Al a kavanos is leis kiru be brach zu de bei seibo. Ki bin she kvar zoche be shvil aru ge beiket beita ke tikken chazal. Not that you don't say it at all. Shuvein loy mokim kan be brach zu. So it doesn't have a place in this brach. Aber pshite she be birchas hamazon gufe she nisken al aru ge beita ein mokim lake roistim im koima mach me shu be seibo. That means that the Rabbeinu Yehonel, there's no svogel whatsoever. The bracha that was niskin and birchas hamazon on aruge beita, this sicha remains, but that it should be a chelik of the birchas ha'ovel, vikum tesarayin into the birchas ha'ovel. Ach, im hu d'yereise, shu shvach lakodish bolchu al chasodov shu toiv umeitiv labriyiz. That means when a person, after a person eats, so there's a chiyuv to give a shvach to the bishlam as a toiv umeitiv labriyiz. So, he seems to say that if this is a part of Birchas Hamazon and the Birchas Evil became a chelik of Birchas Hamazon, so in the Dayan Emes one should mention the Toiva Hametiv also. That is the Svara that he wants to say in the Rabbeinu Yain. Taisvis Mazutre Ikla Labeira Vashri Isra Bei Milse. Nanum Kapit. It's a Bosse Kaimalon. We passkin like Mazutre. We passkin like the Tanakame. Vahochi Mevochim. Vochata Hashem Alokeinu Melech Oilom. Hakel Hatoiva Meitiv. Kel Emes. Dayin Emes. Shoifei Betzedek. Lekeach Bemishpot. Beshalad Bemaiso. Banachnu. Kaimel on the perik by me behema yoitze, the yesh mise beloy chet, the yesh yisurim beloy ove. So therefore, one should not say lekeach b'mishpot. For me, you bekachin lemochkoi, Taisus says you shouldn't be moichik, but be'etzem Taisus, it seems there's a ha'ore, that was the behagel kaponu was moichik, because if yesh mise beloy chet, one cannot say lekeach b'mishpot. And this Bahag, the Rabbeinu Yoine disagrees. The Rabbeinu Yoine says as follows. Ubigmara, this is again the Rabbeinu Yoine Lamedal Damed Beis. The Rabbeinu Yoine says, Ubigmara Oma Lekeach Nefoshis Bemishpah, because of Baal Alochis Gedoilis, the Rif does not say this Lekeach Bemishpah. Because the Baal Aloch is Gdoilis, Bleim Rinalei. The Gamarim Sa Aloi Kosei Bol Choyso. Batam Shalahem, very interesting, Mishim Damrinam in Mesech HaShabbos, Yesh Mise Boloi Chet, יש יסורים בלוי אובוין, אם כן, איך נעים עלי כיח נפושס במשפט. ותאים הגודל הוא זה, שמאחר שאים הרויסי בגמורה, היך לא נעים הרויסי, יהיה בקשה, שאף על פי שיש מיסה בלוי חי, אבל כל דבר חוב משפט, והוא ידע לא מויסה כן. That means even though there's a misa b'loi chayt, but it's mishpot, it's ois kalten, it's the chidushi an sheshem asked from a posik, yesh nispo b'loi mishpot. There's a posik that a person, yesh nispo b'loi mishpot. That there's a meiridike rabbeinu chananel and chagigi that wants to say that this posik is speaking about that a bal b'chires b'koyach to kill someone. Yesh nispa b'loi mishpot. So how does one say lekeach b'mishpot? Aval kaponim, the Rabbeinu Yehuda says, kol berach of mishpot, so therefore we say lekeach b'mishpot. Let us go to the next gemara. Leheichan u'chayza. Rav Zvid mishmei d'abaye oma chayza l'roich, v'rabonon omri l'mokim sheposak, v'hilchis l'mokim sheposak. This is a very... a controversial gemara. Laheichan ul chayza. So Rashi says, Mishan it starif le zimon, va amoran la'el alibe derav sheishis, bircha zimon at hazon. Now, we have to remember Rashi shita and Daf Membova Medalef was, that according to Rav Sheishis, and it seems we pass to let Rav Sheishis, Rashi learns from this gemara according to Rav Sheishis, that according to Rav Sheishis, the Birchas Hazimun starts with Nevorich and ends with Baruch Ata Hashem Hazon HaSakil, and that is Birchas Hazimun. A Yochid that does not bench Birchas Hazimun, he starts benching from Noidolocha. That's Shitas Rashi. Is Laheichan Ul Chayza Mishan Itzarev LeZimun. Va'amoran Le'lalibe D'Rav Sheishes Birchas Zimun Ad Hazon. We said before, Bichasimon Ad Hazon. But this person already, he ate Mishan Itztarev Lezimon. And he was Mechuyev Bezimon. And we said, Bichasimon Ad Hazon. Behutzrich Zeli Yeis Mavsik Achilosoi Ad Sheyigmer HaMaborich Bichas Hazon. Bechazel Ze Sheyivsik Lishnayim V'gomar Sudosoi. So now he finished eating. He was Mavsik. Derech Eretz Lahavsik V'gomar Sudosoi. Leheichan u'chayzer levoich la'acher sheyigmer sudosa. Now, where does he start benching after he finished eating? So, one man the Yomer says, chayzer l'roish, l'tchilas hazon, shrein ischayiv bezimin shebetchila hukve. So that is the shayla over here, that l'maisa, he was mechuyev, when they ate together, there were three. So he was mechuyev already in birchas hazimun. So even though he was mafsik for them, Abba Lamais, it seems he wasn't yaitze. He's continuing to eat later. So he wasn't yaitze with the birchas hazimun that they said. So when he benches, he makes the birchas hazon. So the birchas hazon is only, like this is very, we'll see, Taisa is going to ask Akash and Rashi, Lamakim sheposak, the other man, the other says, Labirchas haletz kishar yochid. We see here over here that he ate, and now the shayla is, what does he do? So Ba'atam the shayla is as follows. He was mechuyev, the achilev that he ate with all three was mechayev birchas zimun. So the shayla was he yoitza with the zimun, was he yoitza with his broche by listening to them? Or since he wasn't benching them, so he wasn't yaitze with the birchas hazon, which is a birchas hazimun. So memele, after he finishes benching, after he finishes eating, he'll have to go and say birchas hazon al tzachi of zimun. Or the Rav Shenei, the zimun is only when there's three. So forget. Or maybe he was yaitze already birchas hazon with them. So now he has a din of a yochid. So therefore, al tzachi, he only starts from neidolocha. And how do we pask him? And we pask him. Bilchas alamokim sheposak, so fakel, so bilchas hazimun, it was yaitza with them, it was yaitza bilchas hazon. And later he continues eating, and even though because he didn't bench, he just was yaitza the chiyiv zimun. He wasn't yaitza the chiyiv bilchas hamozin, so therefore he can continue eating, and later he'll bench and he'll start from noidalapha. That is Shitas Rashi. Le'echan ul'chayza, Peirish Rashi, the Tosis Dekoy le'echad deposik l'shnayim, u'mamtim la'cherem ad hazon, he was waiting till hazon, ve'echan chayza le'achas u'dosik. Rabbanon omri le'mokim she'posak, that he starts, he starts from neidelecha, vilchus le'mokim she'posak. Everyone holds that even a yochid has to make birchas hazon. So Tosfos is asking Akasha, how could you say he was yoitzeh with the previous brach of hazon? But he ate again. So he's mechuyev now to bench and the shpeta de kachila birchas hazon, hazon de reise. But as we mentioned, according to Rashi, this isn't shver because the whole key of hazon is only out the zimun. And the zimun could be he was yaitu with that. Al kain tzorich loyma, so Taisu says a different shat in the Gemara. Bekoi ay hod amrina la'el, ta mevorech oymer, mevorech shechalno mishaloi. That is the zimun mitzad the mevorech. Vamisunim, vamisubim oinim, boru shachalna mishaloi, vetuvoi chayim. And yet, lahechan hu chayzer amavorech. After they say boru shachalna mishaloi, laacher shayanu hamisubim. So what does he do now? Chayzer leroi, shamavorech chayzer boim and nevorech shachalna mishaloi, vetuvoi chayim. He repeats what he said before. Rabbi Yehine explains this shita that nevorech has two translations. Nevorech is a Loshen Tzivui, and the first time he said Nevorech, it was a Tzivui to the others that they should say Boruch Shechal Mishaloi, and Nevorech is also a Loshen Hoive. So after they said it, he's repeating Nevorech, we said a Boruch Shechal Mishaloi. So he repeats the thing that he said before. Rabbanan Omri Lamokim Sheposak She'ayma Boruch Shechal Mishaloi. No, he says over Boruch Shechal Mishaloi, V'chein Hilchus. So that is how Tosfos learned Pshat in the Gemara. So it's a different Gemara in Gansan. It's speaking about the Mezaman repeats. Rame Ivre Pirish, it's talking about a different case. The Koi Ashloisha Sha'ochlu, the Yotza Echot Mehem Lishuk. The Gemara we had heard before, Daf Mem Heyam Adbeit, that three people ate together. The Yotza Echot Mehem Lishuk. Koirim Loi, Umezam Nemolo. So we were learned that he's in the shuk. It seems he did not bench yet. He went out in the shuk to do something. So they want to bench Zimun. So Koyz and Loim is on the mob. Olel nami hochi perush at eichen mokim Zimun shetzorech lohu lo'oise eichet dekogel eva oni ad in the vore. That he has to stay there till the vore. Umikan ve'ilach yeilach le'dalkoi. Deine matzrichem acherim oid le'tzirufo. So the one that went out, so does he have to stay till Nevorech or does he stay till Birchas Hazon? That was the Shailah, the Emerson and the Gemara before, Taf Membova Medal. Hochi boy, Le'oisa min Hashuk, it's a very interesting case over here, that this person left, he didn't bench yet, he's going to bench later, and they asked him to stay there for the Zimun, he's in the Shuk. He waited till Hazon is occurred. So the Oise min Hashuk laheichan uchoise, when he comes back to bench, lemokim sheposak, tahainu lemal me Hazon, veiloch lemal min nevorech, lemal min noidelecha. So the Marsha says that's the gears of it. So the Shaila is as follows, that he was outside in the Shuk, and he waited till Hazon es occurred. And then later he went further and he did something. Later he comes back and now he wants to go and bench. So where does he start benching from? Does he start benching from Hazon es Olam or does he start benching from Neidelecha? In Hazon he was Yoitze with the previous Zimun. That is the Shaila of the Gemara. Exactly what is the Shaila? So what are the two Tzadim? And what are the two tzadim? So from the Goyin and the Rashba, it would seem the Shaila of the Gemara is as follows. That since there was a tremendous hefsik between Birchas Noide and Birchas Hazon. That means he was there by Birchas Hazon, and then later he went was Oisik Betzrochev, and then he came back. So you cannot be Mitzaref the Birchas Hazon that was said before with Noide Lecho. So therefore he has to start again from Birchas Hazon. And the other man, the Amos, says, no, Hefzikahin, he was already Yoitze with Birchas Hazon, so the Mele starts from Noide Lecho. And the Chamzatata we pass in Lahaloche according to Taisus. That's how they think to learn. It could be maybe the Shaila of the Gemara was a little different. Maybe the Shaila of the Gemara was this person, what do I assume the Kavon of this person was? Did he have in Zinin to be Yoitze Birchas Hazon? Or that he had in Zinin only to stay there in order to help the Zimun, but he had no Kavonah to be Yoitze Birchas Hazon? Maybe that is the machlokes in the Gemara. Is there a kavonah stomis of a person who's beshuk and he's just stopping now that they should be able to bench Birchas Hazimun because he wanted to be yaitu with Birchas Hazon? But al kaponim, that is the shaila in the Gemara. And the Gemara feels like he is yaitu with Birchas Hazon. He goes back lemokim sheposak from noydalocha. Ashtenege the loikoshe mehazon sharei loisoat bintai. Taisus before it asked the kasha that according to Rashi learned pshat in the Gemara that he was in the middle of eating and he continued eating. So Taisus asked the kasha if he continued eating, so how could he be potter from Birchas Hazon? Birchas Hazon is on the Reise. So that's only according to Rashi's pshat because he had eaten. But according to this pshat that the Rame Ivre, he didn't eat anymore. He went out b'shuk. So Memela, so could be the previous Birchas Hazon could pat him already from the Achila before. So Memela, it's not fair discussion. Zut the Gemara weiter. Omalei reish geluse l'rav sheishis. Aval gav de rabbonon shishi atum. Even though you're Talmidei Chachomim and you're Zekeinim, but when it comes to Tzolchei Sude, how the Seder HaSude should be, the Parsoi seem to know better than the Chachomim know. Bizman, now he explained what they do. Bizman Shehen Shtei Mitos, when there are two mitos, they used to be Mesev Al HaMitos, Godol Mesev Baroish. So first, the Godel lays down on his mite, v'sheini loy l'maylo heimenu, and the one that's his mishores, he's l'maylo heimenu. So that means as follows, they were meisiv and tzad smoil, so the Godel first lay down on this mite, then the sheini loy was over here, and he was l'maylo heimenu. This was the Seder. What if there are a godel and two mishosim? Godel meisiv beemtza, so the godel was over here. Sheini loy lamaila himenu, the same thing, the sheini was lamaila. And shlishi loy lamata himenu, the shlishi was over here. So this was the seder of the haseder. Let us see Rashi. Each one had their own meat, and that was the Derech Achila. Bizman Shehen Shnayim Godel Meisa B'Reish. Reish does not mean he was Oivanon. Because we said the Sheni Lamaila Menu. Usheni Loi Lamaila Menu. Mitas Hasheni Litzad Merashoisov Shel Godel. That means the Sheni was higher, it was towards the Rosh of the Godel, and he was facing the Godel, because both were on eating on Tzad Smoil. Ubizman Shehem Shloisha. Godel Mesev Be'emtza. Sheni Loi Lamaila Menu. That is the etiquette that the Pasoim said, and it seems the Reish Galusa held this was the right way it should be done. Omalei, So Rav Sheshes asked the Reish Galusa, he says he doesn't see the godless in this Seder. Now we are speaking about there's a Godel, there's a Sheini, and then there's a Shlishi. So the Sheini, in the case when there are three people, we say the Godel is Be'emtza, and so what will be if he wants to speak to the Sheini? So he can't speak, his back is facing the Sheini. The Sheini is Lamailoi Mene. So he asked him, so what's the practicality of this Seder? V'chiboy ishtuye ba'day. If he'll want to speak to the Sheini, in this matzav you can't speak to the Sheini because he's higher than him in the back of him. So, mitret trutzi v'yosiv v'mishtoy ba'day. So he'll have to get up from the Seder in order to talk to him. So Mamela is, he doesn't see the godless of this Seder. We'll see later, there's a different Seder. We'll see later what the Seder of the Chachamim was. On Malay, he says, no, that's no problem. Shani parsoi de machvalei bimachoi. That they don't speak with the mouth, they make the Muslim with the hands. So Mamela, so since the Shani is Lamaila men, and he can see what the Godel wants, the Godel's only Meramas Biyoda, he doesn't have to get up. He's laying down and he makes the remes, and the Shani will understand what the Godel wants. Let us see Rashi. Omalei Rav Sheshes L'Reish Galus V'chiboy Yishtuyei Matritz Terutzi V'yosef V'im Rotza HaGodol L'Daber Im Sheini Loi Sorcho Liskoif Atzmoy Mim Sibo. So he has to stand up, sit up Leishev Zokot Techoz Man Shul Moite Eine Yochel L'Daber Imoy. He can't speak with him V'Sheini Loi Achirei Reishoy. The second one is behind his head Shol Godohu Upnei Hagodol Misubim Letzad Acher, and he's facing the other way. V'toyv Loi L'chayl B'Bede Sheyeshev Sheini Loi L'matei Menu. He should be Al Koponim L'matei Menu. V'yishma Dvorov Shuhumayte. The Sheini should be L'matei Menu. By Magalois on the other side, he should be able to speak with him Al Koponim. So he said, that's no problem, but M'chayb Marim B'Yedeim V'etzbay Seyim B'Remize. So M'meile Safakel, so the Sheini can observe the Godel, and if the Godel has something to show him, he'll hop right away what he wants. Fine. Mayim Rishonim Heichan Maschile. He says, now what do they do with the Mayim Rishonim? It seems the Parsoi also used to wash their hands before eating. Omalei Minagodel. First they wash the Godel washes, and then the others wash. So he asked him, that's also not the Kovadik. Yeshev Godel v'yishmer Yodov at Shenoitlin Kulon. So he has to wait, he washes hands, and then he has to wait at Shenoitlin Kulon. O Malay, la'alta maisi take kamet. No, he washes his hands first, and they bring the table for the Godel. Let us see Rashi. Maim Rishenim Heichem Aschilin. Rav Sheshes Komolo L'Reish Geluse Meheichen Maschilen Parsi Yemayim Rishonim La'alter Maisei Take Kamei Shulchan Shaloi Meviyim Yad Lefon V'Oichu. That's the etiquette. He washes first and he eats first. Nei Kol Echad V'Echadei Meviyim Shulchan Kotten. So Memele, so they didn't have to wait. He washed and they brought him his Shulchan and he ate right away. Fine. So that was their Satan. They were Mechabed the Godel. Mayim Achroinim Eheichan Maschilin. What was the Mayim Achroinim? Where did they start? On Malay Minakot. That they started from the Kot. So yes, Rav Sheshes asked them, the Godel Yosef V'Yodev Mizuhamoy Sachinoitlam Kulam. It's also not the Kovadik. He says the Godel has to wait till and his hands are dirty till everyone gets finished. On Malay, no, it's no problem. Lay Misalki Take Mikamei Adiminti Mayalagabe. No, Fakel. He says, Fakel, they take away the shulchan from the others before. So they're finished eating before, so they wash their hands before. The Godel is nothing left to worry about. He's still Oisik Bachila. So Mamela, when they'll come and bring a Maimachainim, then they'll take away the shulchan. Let us see Rashi. Lay Misalki Taka, they don't take away the shulchan Mikame Godel. Ademoshe kulo, ubaoitzu oichal acherim neitlim mayim achrein. That was the seder of the Parsian.
Amar Rav Sheshes, Anomas Nisa Yodame. I know of there's a Baraisa that tells us what the Seder is. Sanya, we learned, Ketzat Seder HaSeder, is man shehen shtei mitis godu meisu beroi v'shein iloi lemata himenu. So this already is different. Not lemai lemenu, lemata himenu. Is man shehen sholish mitis godu meisu beroi v'shein iloi lemai lemenu shlishi iloi lemata himenu. So it seems that there's a big kash over here. It seems that we also hold the same like the Parsiim by Sholosh. But let us see what the reason is. Let us see Rashi. Shein iloi lamate menu. Shim hutzer godol esaparimei layetzor liskoi. So there take, okay, that was take the time of Rav Sheshes. Mirendach nish metehen, some emailes, so forget he has to be lamate menu, he should be able to speak with him. Bizman shehen gimel, but if there's gimel, shein iloi lamailei menu. Vimbol esaper, so we have a problem. Vimbol esaper, mesaper ma shlishi loy. If he has something to say, he'll tell to the shlishi. Vimbol esaper ima sheni loy. What if he has to speak to the sheni? Taivu she yiskoy. Val yashpil es ha sheni loy, lifnei kotem imenu. Shehu lemato vekotem imenu lemailo imenu. Heis betem is azoy. This is taki a problem. That means the one that is behind him, there's difficulties in speaking to him. But since he's bigger than the Shlishi, you can't degrade him. So even though it will mean the Godel has to go and sit up, so it's better that the Godel should sit up, not to degrade the Sheni and make him Lamato, and the Shlishi should be Lamailo. The Lachemishne Eftakashe, L'chayre, so why do you make the Zaposhetayse? So make that both of them should be in front of him. The Godel should be on the extreme left, and the Sheni should be Lamailo, and the Shlishi should be Lamato. Bemis and the Miri here such a girse in our Gemara. Not the way it says in our Gemara. The Lachemishne answers no, that's the covet of the Godel. The covet of the Godel is that there should be one Mimine, one Mismoile. That has to be. So therefore, if there's only two, so then we put the Sheni Lamato for the convenience of the Godel. But if there's three, so then you have to take in consideration the sensitivity of the Sheni, and then it's Kedai. The Parsim never had a Zalcha Cheshboinus. That's a Yiddish Chesbin. You have to take in consideration the sensitivity of the Kotten, and there, of the Godel, so therefore he has to be Lamaila from the Godel. And if he has to speak to him, so then Tafalon, then the Godel has to sit up, Al Kaponim, not to be Mashpul, the covet of the Sheni. That is in the Seder HaSeder. Mayim HaRishonim Maschilin Min HaGodol. Mayim HaChoinim Bizman Shehem Hei Maschilin Min HaGodol. If there's Hei or less, so you start from the Godol. The Godol is here, the one that normally will bench. Bizman Shehem Meyo, but if there's more than Hei, Maschilin Min HaKotin. So you start from the cotton, ad shemegiyin eitzel hay, till you come to the last five, choyzrin umaschila min ha-godol. And then from the last five, you're mechabed the godol to wash mayim achayim. Ulamokim shemayim achayim choyzrin l'shom broche. Ulamokim shemayim achayim choyzrin l'shom broche chayzeres. That the one, that means in the last five, the one who's the first Noitel, Mayim Achayim, from the last five, he's the one that Yimachabed and Bichas Amos. Nesai Leila Rav, Omer Abchi Barashi Omer Rav, Kol Anot, Noitel Yodav Bachayim Achille, Hu Mizumen Lebroche. He's the one that's Mizumen Lebroche that Yimachabed and with Bichas Amos and Bichas Azim. Let us see Rashi. Maschila min agodu, ula alter ma'aili take kamei. But here Rashi says you bring the shulchan in, but he doesn't eat over here because by Eden the godel was baiteya. But al kaponim you bring the shulchan without Eden. Ubizman shehein meye, la dake du adinasore, or follow you.
Sheitla Kulam. That is a gnai. To take away the shulchan and he should wait for that. Lepikav Shem Yaitim Achamishe, Maschilin, Minakot Na Yoshev Besoy, Ve'ein Misalkin Shulchan of Neha Godel. So he's in the middle of eating. Achi Giyah Mayim, Lachamisha She'etloy, Ve'choizvene Maschilin Mina Godel, Ve'noitlin Shulchan Melofonov, and he's from the last five. Very interesting, the Rishonim say, the Rashba, the Ritva, they say, what's this magic number of five? That he's, from the last five, he's the fifth, and then there are four more. Very interesting. So they say that they gave him a chance. We learned before, this Gemara, that he's the one who's Mevorech Birchas Hamozein. After he washes Mayim Achronim, he should have time to be ma'ayin in the Birchas Hamozen. So since there are four brachas in Birchas Hamozen, so they gave him the time before people. That means after he washes Mayim Achronim, it's still etloim, what the Ian was and how fast the Ian was. But I'll call upon him, that's the magic number of five, that while they're washing Mayim Achronim, he should have time to be ma'ayin in the four brachas. So when he'll bench, things will go smooth. Lebokim shemayim achroinim choizrim shemagiyu lachamisha im notal agodol umeborer vim tziva la'achal itol koidem loy umeborer. Whoever is the one who's from the last five, he's the meborer. Hanoitol yodo b'achroinim tchila oishe shenotal b'tchila achmish achroinim koire tchila b'achroinim. He's called the tchila, so mamele he benches. Now the Gemara brings down this maise, Rava Rabchia Abi Yossi b'sadosi kami de Rebbe. Oma le Rebbe le Rav kum Moshi Yoda. So Rebbe told Rav, wash your hands, hozi de komartes. So Rabchia noticed, we had this Gemara before already, that Rav was very nervous. He told them, come wash your hands, so it seems maybe he ate too much, maybe his hanhoga wasn't correct. Oma le, so Rabchia told them, ba pisksi, he means to tell you, ayin be bilchis mezoyne komalof. He told you to wash your hands now. Before everyone else, he should have time to be ma'ayin in the brachah. Taisvis, bizman sheim shtei mitis, godol meise b'roish, sheini loy lamayle menu. Vahaynu klapei roishoy, she meise v'ala mita derech smoyl. Olamata mitra derech magaloise, vahayne mi minoy. He was on his right hand. Mizem edag de krav sheishes, if Cain, if the other one was on his left side behind him, boy godol etrutzai, kipshutek shemedaber im ha-sheni, kimen she-sheni lamai lemenu. Lekamon b'matnisa goras, godol meisa b'roish, ha-sheni lamate menu, וזה klapi ma'al galoisa, והוא מימינה, ועוז למיטרה צביוסים, כיבוי להשתו יבד ה-sheni. Thereby too, we take away this problem, and he's lamate menu, so therefore if he wants to speak with him, there's no problem. Look the Gemara weiter, Tano Rabbonon, Ein mechabdim loy bedrochim v'loy bekshorim. Ein mechabdim loy mehayei ato toidim loy bedrochim. So not mechabed bedrochim. So Rashi says, hulchei drochim. This is very interesting. There's a machlokes harishonim. It's interesting how the rishonim were medayek from Rashi. There's a machlokes harishonim if drochim are speaking about the streets in the city, or is it speaking about the drachim between one city and another city? So the Tabid Rabbeinu Yoneh and the Miri bring down a machlokes harishonim. Agavuche, the Meiri explains this Gemara as follows. Af al pi sheroi la'odom lechabed abrihis. That's mean haroi, that one should be mechabed others. Yesh mekoimai shein chiyuv lechabedom. But in certain places, that is not the time to do it. Bedrochim, af besoiche ir, v'gnei she'ein ledover soit, v'yeyoy moikot, so that means he's walking in the street, and those at the streets weren't so wide, and there was a small street, yenevet mechabed zayin, yenevet mechabed zayin, v'yeyoy moikot, so a very short day, that means he's so being busy in the street, being mechabed everyone, so the mele, he won't be able to accomplish anything. Number one, and number two, ma'akev b'nei reshus haradim. That means there's others behind him, and he says, wait a minute, I have to give Yana should go first. Yana go first. So may will be blocking traffic. V'rashi perish, v'hulchei drochim. Rashi learned, it seems, that hulchei drochim, Also, Loima Legodol Emen Alech Lefonai. It seems this is not the Mokim. Again, we have to take into consideration the sensitivity of all the others. So, Mel, this is not a Mokim of Kibbutz. V'loi B'Ksharim. B'Ksharim also, the Rishonim say it's Al Sakonet. That means it, I don't know exactly how the Ksharim in those days looked, but it seems that they'd be Mechabed in the Ksharim and stopping in those. There was a Shtikol Ksakonet. Now the Gemara relates an incident. Rovin v'abaya v'ka'ozli b'ura. Kodmei chamrei de Rovin l'da'abay. The chamoir of Rovin, it seems that the Rovin was smaller than Abaye, and kodmei chamrei de Rovin l'da'abay. V'loi omalei nezer mal. He didn't tell him that you should go first. He went first. He left Abaye behind him, and he went first. Omar, so Abaye said, "Midesola kaima rabona mi marove." I assumed he wasn't Eretz Yisrael. He was Eretz Yisrael because Gosle baita is a shtikel balgayves and a mele no derech eretz as a gate. Kimoter lepischa de beiknishte, and they came to a shul. Omar lei neil ma. He stopped. The shul, Abaye should go in first. Omalei v'ad hashte lav marana. Till now, you were going first. And come from shul now. And then I wasn't a marto. Now, Omalei. Hochi omar Rabbi Yochanan ein mechabdim ela bepesach shiyesh bei mezuzah. Fakir to hold in kibbut. Fakir to rochim, there's no din kibbut. So, Mamela, therefore, I didn't feel at all that I had to let you go first. The cancel, but by a Pesach, there is a din kibbutz. So the Gemara says, the itbe mezuzah ain, the less be mezuzah loy. So, but you're saying also, a Pesach sheyesh by mezuzah. So why were you mechabed by a Beis HaKnesses? Elo meyata Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash, the less be mezuzah. This is not a mokim diren. So, chenami the ain mechabed. So, bezoi, so why were you mechabed by the Beis HaKnesses? Aleima be Pesach, a roi le mezuzah. That means, Lafuki, but if the Rashi says the Pesach Aroilim is let's see the Rashi. Loib Yadayim is Uhamis Min Tilis Mayim Achroinin, and that in the summer would mean till the last fight. You let them. So the Ben Yehuda says also there's a Shash Sakoneh Melach Zaymis. So therefore, by Yadayim is Uhamis, you mask them in a cotton. There's no din covered, except when it comes to the last fight. That's totally in the Hanoipu Yod of Tchila Humevor. Mimarove, Lafisha Yerovin, Rogo Lalais, Mibova Larit Israel, the Laimudvorov Mishmoisha Rabbi Yechenin, so, yes, the Pesach Oil and Mezuzah, Kloibe Beknises, Kolb Sochim, Lamute Drochim, Upirtu. Taisvit, Ein Mechab, Vim Taima Omrin and Bishabes Peperik Bahime, Levi Veravune Bachie, Havaka Ozloi Beuche. The Gemara relates such a maize. Levi v'Ravuna b'Achia v'Ka'ozli b'Uche. Kodme chamrei v'Ravuna l'chamrei v'Levi. The ezel of Ravuna went before the chamer of Levi. Boi Ravuna l'afukei midaitei v'Levi. Alma mechabdim b'drochem. So the story was as follows. That it seems Levi was older or bigger Talmud Chochem than Ravuna. They were going b'derech. And the chamoyer of Rav Huna was a faster chamoyer than Levi's chamoyer. So Rav Huna was going ahead of him. So Rav Huna was makir that Levi was hurt. So Rav Huna asked Levi a shaila that, listen, what if you have such a chamoyer like I have that he doesn't listen to orders? Is he allowed to wear a plumbia b'Shabbos? So Al Kaponim, so Levi understood the Shaila, it's not him, it's the Chamer. But the Chamer is there, the Eisotayim. So Al Kaponim, we see that Al Kaponim, it seems that Rav Huna had a farem for himself. That there's a Chamer, if you can blame it on the Chamer, make it tasty. But Vais Toish, you're not allowed to be Magdim, a little bit wrong. So Taisvi says, V'yishloimet sheyotzu l'derech ke'echod. If they both went out together, so then there is a din kibbutz bedrochem also. And that was the maise habaka ozli b'ruch, they went out together. Avalim kol echod yeilech l'darka, each one, they didn't start going together. Kol echod yeilech l'darka, upogu zeh bo zeh. That means they weren't going together, then the halach is ein mechabdim. So, Bachum the Masha speaks out, even though it says over here, Rovin v'abaya v'ko'ozli bi'ulchit, mamish the same lashon like the Gemara in Shabbat, which it would seem that they both were going together, afal pikein, the faces of making the kimte, the story was not that way. They just met one another. So if they're meeting one another and they're not going together, there's no priestess akovid if one goes before the other. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Oma Rav Yehuda Vareide Rav Shmuel Bar Shiles Mishmei Derat Ein Amesubim Rashoim Lechel Klum Ad Sheyitain HaBeitzeya. That when there's a Beitzeya and he's mighty the Mesubim, so the Beitzeya, so they're not permitted to eat till the Beitzeya eats first. Yosef Rav Safre Vekoma Litoim Itmo. That he said over this memra, Eina Mesubim Rashoim Litoim Klum Ad Sheyitain HaBeitzeya. So the Gemara says, L'mayin afkemina, l'choyre, here lechem l'litayim, here we understand there's no difference between lechel and stuff, also means l'litayim. So why did he have to say this? Shechayv odam loymer b'l'shein rabbi. L'litayim itma, ein chilek bedover, shechayv loymer b'l'shein rabbi. Let us see Taisus. Ein ha-mesubim rashoim l'litayim, ad sheyitayim ha-mevorech. So we see, the seder is, first the mevorech has to be tayim, and then their tayim. The tema may he sove the arve psochim, the gochin v'shosi. The Gemara says a very interesting story in arve psochim. The Gemara says, I think it was Mazut, it was one of them, Eroim anyway, that once came to a place, and they were mechabedim to say kiddusha rabbe. In the morning, after davening, they were mechabedim with kiddusha rabbe. This Kiddusha Rabbi, he didn't know clear what this Kiddusha Rabbi is. That's a Kiddush. You know, you say Beirat Priyagofen. But they say Kiddusha Rabbi. So he wasn't a dilemma. To tell them he doesn't know what they want, a person came from him. So he started saying Beirat Priyagofen, and we'll see what happens later. We'll look around, we'll see what happens. So he thought he was marich with the Gemara, he was marich with the Beirat Priyagofen, looking around to see what happened. And all of a sudden, his mazel, there was a sovi gochin vishasi, that as soon as he said that gochin, Yenna took his kois and started drinking. Baruch Hashem, so he sees that then, that's the Kiddusha Rabbi. So he also drank. And he said, achochem einu boroishe. That's what you're supposed to do in Farte. It seems very interesting. It seems that if he wouldn't have had a hint, he would have said the nusach of the Kiddush Balaylo. Even though la halacha, you don't say this nusach only at night, but if that was the minigam mokim, he would have said the nusach. That's not considered a bracha levatol. But al kaponim, that was the story. But Rektor Teisves is toch meiredik. I mean, he figured out from this sove what you're supposed to do. How is the sove permitted to drink before he drank? Alme de shosi koidem amevorech. So you see that it's not like this gemore. He drank before the mevorech. Shemo yesh chilek bein achila l'shtiyah. So Taisa says, maybe there's a chilek bein achila l'shtiyah. So Taisa's here is very sosum. What's the difference? It could be, Taisa's here means like Taisa says in Psochem. Taisa in Psochem elaborates a little more. Taisa in Psochem says as follows. That by achila, the halacha is that one cannot be moitzi someone else with a birchas hanenin, a birchas hamoitzi, unless he himself eats. So therefore, since he himself also has to eat in order to be mighty, so then there's a halacha, you should not eat till he eats. And forget, because the bracha needs the achila of the mevorech, so then the seder is that the mevorech has to be oichel before the mesubim. Masha enkein, the Gemara in Psochem is speaking about Kiddush. So by Kiddush, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, even though by all birchas hanenin, one cannot be mighty unless he's eating himself, but the Beirei Pri Agofen of Kiddush, which is a Birchas HaMitzvah, so one could be mighty if he doesn't drink. So there, since you're mighty, even though since there, by the Beirei Pri Agofen, it is not necessary for the Mevorech to drink, so if he wants to drink, already since you don't need his shtiyah, So therefore the Mesubim can drink before the Mevorach. That's what Taisus says in Psochim, and could be that Pshat not Taisus, but this Taisus is very sosim. Shem yesh chilek ben achir l'shti. Inami yesh loimah, the loy shosa, ela laharis loy maise. Faker the sober realized that he was in a dilemma. Faker the halach is efshalati kvoidoi that you have to wait till he eats. But he saw that he was in a dilemma, so therefore he started drinking before. To show him that he doesn't have to continue to say a nusach weiter. So therefore that was the purpose of the sober. Ubi Rishalmi yesh, the Rishalmi makes a different chilek. Sheyesh l'chol echad kikroyoi koisei biyodai. If each one has their own kikro or their own kais, yechaylem lishtais afilu kaidem amavar. So then he could drink or eat afilu before the mavar, because since he's not getting from the kais or the kikro of the mavar, he's yaita with his brocha, he's permitted to drink. The gabi ahisove, oh yoloi koisei biyodai. It was gochen v'shosi, the kais was in his hand. So we have now a new teret. Omar Rabun b'shem Rav. We have here the Yerushalmi brings down a machloekes. That Rabun b'shem Rav said, "Einam esubim reshoim litoim ad sheyitem ha-mevorech." That they have to wait till the mevorech. Rabbi Shua ben Levi omar shoisin af al pi shloi shos ha-mevorech. The Yerushalmi says, "V'loi pligi Rabun b'shem V'loi pligi Rabun b'shem Rav is talking about shekozokuk lekois echa." Rabun is speaking about that is zokuk to the kais of the mevorech, so therefore they don't have their own kais, so they're not permitted to take from the kais before the mevorech drinks from the kais. Rabbi Shua Malevi, daya lochol echot kaisai biyodai. If this kol echot kaisai biyodai, so memele, he's not mechuyiv, as soon as he's yaitu with the broch, he's permitted to be tayim afilo before the mevorech is tayim. Dechein also Rabbeinu Shimshin bechupa achas, Rabbi Nishim Shinazaych Nazaygeta, Shebotza ha Chosen Amoitzi, the Chosen was by Tseya the Moitzi, Vahoya by Tseya Rabbi Nishim Shinapasha Hoya Lafonov, Vahichel, and he ate before the Chosen, because since he had his own kikar, so he's not Meshubit to wait till the Mavorach will eat. Vasar Mikuti Oyoyme, the Sar Mikuti said, go on under Epsham. Im Botza ha Mavorach, V'nosam l'chol echot chelkoi, ein tzorich lahamtim kol echot ad sheyitem ha-mevorech. Anukla. That if he gave them to eat already, so then you don't have to wait for him at all. You don't. Hod amrinim hochi, ein ha-mesubim. That means that afilu if it's the kikah of the mevorech, as long as he gave you his kikah, I'm not mechuyev to wait till he starts eating. Hod amrinin hoche aina mesubim rashoim litoim ad sheyitem ha-mevorech. Hainu, that if he didn't give them, lahadim v'litzoya min ha-pah shebot ha-mevorech, that they'll take for themselves a piece without him giving them. This is a gevaldik ha-chutzpe. There you have to wait till he eats. Avol acher shenosan lochol echot chelkai, hein kpeidu. V'chein tzorach loimer besomuch. Later it says, Abitzeya upoishit yodav tchile. So Taisus learns what the chat upoishit yodav tchile. Litzo pitoi, to be tabled the past bemela. Bimbo lachloi kovid le rabbi, rashoi. So what? So tell the Rebbe to be metabo pitoi before him. Vamai, prekach Taisus, what kind of kovid is this? For eina mesubim rashoim litoim. Till he'll eat. So what, so where's the covered in the Rebbe? The Rebbe of Priya, Matvul given his pass. Then the Baitzei is Matvul his pass. But Al Kaponim, the Rebbe still has to wait for the Mevorach. The Ein Loimer, the Minatibul Lechude Koma. That the whole Kibbut is that what? That the Rebbe is Metabul before him. Acha Mevorach Oichol Toidim. Then came a covered for Yisrael. So what kind of covered was there to the Rebbe? If Lamaise the Lachay Kichlois Akel, he still has to wait for the Mevorach. Avlofi Masha Pirashti Neche. But according to the Sar Mikutzi, as long as he had given him the Chelik of the Betziya, so then he's not Meshubed anymore to the Mevorach, and Mamele he can eat before. So Mamele, so the Rabbi gains if he can be Metabel Bamelach before, so Mamele he can eat before the Mevorach. V'yesh Meforish others on Chala different shot. in Toshet Yodav Tchila Bekore, it's not speaking about Bechlau, the Tibble of the past. It's speaking about Achila from the Kore, Lahaschol Bechila. Umikan, now Toshet goes back to the Gemara in Stochen. Umikan Mashme, She'in Tzore Limzoi Mikois Broche Lashar Toshet, Heicho She'yesh Bechnei Ha'oichim Toshet She'in Ptumit. From this Maise of the Sove that he went and drank before, so weiss the choy, that you're not mechuyev to get into your kais from the kais of the kais shabrocha. Aval in oysan kaises pegumit, if they were pegumit, so they're not kaises that are roi revorech, then yesh kpeide, so then the revorech, the mekadish, should be shayfech from his kais into the kaises of the mesubim, today it shouldn't be pegumit, and then they should be paying from a kais shayin epotim.